Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe.
Hello, my loves. Have you ever been struck with inspiration and had all these amazing ideas come to you about all the different things that you could either do, create, draw, whatever? And you get so many different ideas, and it's like, where the heck do I start? It can get overwhelming, seeing or having all these wonderful ideas, and then it's like, okay, what now? How do I make this a reality? Where the heck do I start? Where do I go with any of this? So I'm going to share a technique with you that I employ often, and it helps me get into that flow state. It helps me focus and hone my energy to be like, okay, what is going to work best in the moment for today or for these goals? Some people also call this more of a hyperfixation. So this helps you hone in on one thing, or maybe a piece of a few of these ideas, and piece them together into one thing and be able to focus on it for whatever timeline you set, whether it be 10 minutes, if that's all you can spare, or even a few hours if you just want to get in the zone and complete the project, whatever this is. And just remember, little steps always add up to really big results. So you don't have to, you know, carve out 5 hours to work on the one thing if you don't have that time available. So I am going to be channeling energies to help make this even more effective for you. The energies that I channel are universal, and they flow through technology beautifully. They are all for your highest good. So you will only absorb what you need, and that will help you in the moment. So I'm going ahead and connecting and channeling. This technique does use visualization. You don't have to be able to visualize in order to use it. You can think your way through it step by step. That's why I'm going to talk you through it. Or you can just sense and know that your energy is molding in the way that you want it to help you actually gain that focus and that clarity. So if you are available to be able to close your eyes and try to visualize, I invite you to do so. If you are driving or doing something else while you're listening, that is perfectly okay. Just allow the energies to flow into you and listen as we direct. Now, I'd like you to just visualize yourself standing or seated, doesn't matter, feet firmly planted on your floor, the ground, wherever you are. Again, if you're driving, just set the intention, think it, and know that you are solidly connected to Mother Earth, no matter where you are. And then you are now fully connected to Mother Earth, and we are raising our connection to Source, the universe, whatever you want to call it. And essentially, we are forming a lightning rod that is you. We are focusing your connection into the ground and into the sky, the heavens, the universe. And we are attracting all of our own energy back to us, all these wonderful ideas, all the energy that we have expended. Oftentimes when we're going about our day, we don't realize that, you know, hey, that person looks sad. I wonder if I can comfort them a little bit, send them a little bit of love. Or somebody that you care about deeply that you always think about and pray for, or send them energy, healing, love, whatnot. You can continue to do that. That's fine. But every now and then we need to call our energy back to us. So we are going to go do that right now. All for your highest good only, and only the energies that are in your highest good are being called back at this time. Everything else that is not in your highest good is going to simply fall away. If it's not in your highest good, you don't need it anymore. Just let it go. Take a nice big deep breath. Nice tall lightning rod going all the way up as high as you can imagine. Bringing in all of your energies all of the inspirations into your energy field, your body, your mind, you. And this will now help you, because oftentimes when I get inspiration, it kind of seems like a thought overhead, like, oh, that looks like that's shiny, that's good, that's good, oh, that's a good idea. And then it just seems to be still be kind of scattered. So we are now focusing that within you, within your energy, within your mind, into creative, cohesive ideas for you to be able to focus on more easily, more effectively, more manageably. Take another big deep breath. And we are grounding all of these ideas, all of these inspirations, all of these energies into Mother Earth so they can come forth into the physical reality. When I say that, a lot oftentimes when we manifest, when we dream, when we wish, when we plan and set goals and work for them, a lot of it, that energy is going out there and attracting this stuff for us, to us. And when we ground them into our reality, it helps it come into the physical, make it more tangible. That way we can actually see the results, not just feel all the good feelings. We can actually start seeing the tangible results of, you know, the hard work we've put in, whether it be extra money coming in, a promotion, a new car, you know, you're manifesting a new neighborhood to live in, or it can be simply manifesting the feelings of security, of certainty and hope and just fulfillment. You know, whatever it is, we are bringing it into you now, and we are anchoring that in. And you can do this as often as you need to. And you are now focused. You are now in flow. It's that simple. It does take practice. The more often we do any of this kind of energy work, any of this focus work, it's kind of like building muscles physically. So the more we practice it, the easier it gets for us, because we're building those spiritual muscles, those energetic muscles, the mental muscles, because we're thinking our way through this and being like, you know what, I am open and receptive to all the awesome ideas, to, you know, my energy, to everything that's meant for me. I'm open and receptive. I choose to receive. And this way I can make it happen. So it's a little bit involved, but it's actually really simple once you put it into practice, because you can just imagine it, visualize it, draw it if you're the type who loves to draw, or write it out. When I first started, I would step by step write things out because I couldn't visualize. I would dream as a kid, and then it all stopped. So I had to figure out a different way to be able to control my the flow of my own energy, the flow of my own will. And that is how I started doing it. And then the more practice I got, the more I was able to actually start to visualize. And then the visualization came in. So whatever works for you, do it. It is all wonderful. Make it yours. I am going to put the steps in the description for this episode. Have fun with it. Make it yours and consciously choose to stay in flow. Now, you never have to actually undo it if you don't want to. Because naturally we will extend again, our energies out there as we start dreaming, as we start manifesting, as we start helping others. So this is more of a, it's not a containment field. It's just a short-term, focusing of our will for the duration that you want to do it. And then it will just relax on its own, or as you go about your normal day, you can refocus it as often as you need to. Thank you so much for joining me today. I love you. I support you. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.